But overall, I agree with Sean. He creates content on YouTube under Actual Justice Warrior if you want to check out his content. But what he says there is totally true.
Welcome everyone. My name is Sean, and today I want to talk about this instance that occurred in and around Jamaica, Queens, where a 68-year-old woman was brutally attacked by a 16-year-old black man who is literally described by his mother in a recent news report as a good boy, and we ultimately ended up discovering that this same individual has been arrested for multiple different violent instances, multiple different robberies, but due to policies like raise the age and bail reform, there is nothing that we can do about these particular instances, which honestly, I'm quite grateful for, because what would our city be without 68-year-old grandmothers having their skull fractured for trying to attend church? Now, we're going to get into this, but before we do, I want to thank everybody who signed up over on ActualJusticeWarrior.com/join.
Give me the money. Okay.
And remind you that on Saturday, April 27th in Austin, Texas, I will be at MindsFest. Link to tickets, top of the description, promo code AJW for 20% off.
Police say they've made an arrest in the purse snatching assault case that left one woman critically injured.
So I'm actually going to have to freeze the video. You guys already know the drill on how YouTube treats my channel when we show this. But one of the things that I want to point out to everybody in the audience is that if you go to the link in the description and you watch this video, which by the way, it is brutal. There's no gore or anything like that. Let's be clear about that, but it's a 68-year-old woman being shoved down these stairs, is that this attack is completely and totally unnecessary. This is a purse snatching. This guy could have just ran up, 16 years old, bigger than her, athletic, faster than her. Again, she's 68 years old, grabbed her purse, yanked it away with minimal injury to her. However, he decided that he was going to do the maximum amount of damage, that he didn't give a damn about her life, and quite literally attacked a grandmother on her way to church on Sunday in order to rob her for her purse. This is what this individual did. This is what we can see in the surveillance video. Now, whether or not the suspect is arrested is actually said person in surveillance video. That is to be adjudicated later, innocent until proven guilty. But if it is the case, based on the criminal history, based on the fact that this guy committed a robbery not 3 days before this, we obviously have problems in our criminal justice system, because a lot of people will look at that video on the left wing and say, you know what the real culprit is? You know what's really wrong in our society? Poverty. The reason why this 16-year-old brutalized this elderly woman, fractured her skull, sent her to the hospital, is because he's struggling. And honestly, what we need to do is, instead of worry about his description and his actions, is find a description for poverty, give it to the police so we can finally arrest poverty. What is it wearing? How does it look? Who is the last person to have seen poverty? We need to find out so we can finally make that arrest.
Assault that attack shocked the city. It happened on Sunday when the victim was on her way to church. Good Day's Lizette Nunez joins us from outside the church where the assault took place in Briarwood, Queens.
Now look, the brutality of the video is one thing. That's clear and obvious. You guys, again, check in the description under where it says sources if you want to see that for yourself. But one of the things that I found incredibly pernicious and nasty watching this is that he grabs her purse, but he's also patting her down, checking her pockets. Again, imagine the mindset that you would have to be in order to think that this is acceptable behavior. You already unnecessarily, completely unwarranted, brutalized an elderly woman in an attempt to rob her. You already have her purse, which has all of her personal belongings, but then you take it the step further, and while she's unconscious, again, brain bleed, fractured skull, about to go to the hospital, you start patting her down for more things. Maybe you could snatch a chain off of her. Maybe you could rob her in some additional way. This is thuggish, brutish behavior. Make no mistake about it. And no matter what people on the left actually say, this is not the actions of an innocent angel Aladdin that is stealing to feed his starving family. This is not what a hungry individual does. This is what a brute does. This is what a thug does. This is what a criminal does. And yes, he is responsible for his actions, but also the city of New York that has allowed this person to be arrested now 6 times without any serious consequences, constantly repeating offenses. they're responsible as well. He has a grand larceny auto under his belt, which means he stole a car. Hell, maybe he stole my car. I don't know. Who knows? We'll find out later. He has a bunch of assaults, all this other nonsense, but the system gives him break after break after break, and now there's an old lady having her stuff rifled through by this thug because the city of New York wanted to treat him as the victim because they didn't give a damn about her or his other victims.
And Lizette, police say a minor was the one responsible.
Whoa, wait a minute. This guy did not have a job working as a miner. There are no coal mines in the city of New York, and if for any nerd who fact checks me on that and finds out that there is, you're banned from this channel preemptively. This guy was 16 years old. I don't get the confusion right here. What's wrong with you guys?
Yeah, the suspect is 16 years old, so it will be interesting how prosecutors handle this case. On top of that, police say he has a lengthy rap sheet. He's already been accused of robbing other women.
So I like how this reporter right here says it will be interesting how the police will handle that because he has a lengthy rap sheet. He's targeted, robbed, assaulted other women in the past. But in reality, in actuality, it's actually not all that interesting how these prosecutors will handle this. I mean, maybe in this particular case, they'll go a little harder. They'll push a little more against this person because you have the video and it's kind of embarrassing. By the way, this isn't even that far from the courthouse in Queens, New York. So, you know, maybe they're like, okay, maybe not right in our backyard on surveillance video. You should be able to get away with this. But the fact of the matter is, all those other instances where the video didn't go viral on social media were allowed to go completely uncontested. This guy has been given the green light by the criminal justice system over and over and over again. And yes, this is the product of Raise the Age. In fact, we did a breakdown way back when about how in every single category, these offenders that would normally be charged seriously post Raise the Age, they went up in recidivism about 10% in each of the categories. This is not hard to figure out. This is not hard to process. And yes, the problem is made even worse with bail reform. And I don't give a damn what his mother says about him being a good boy, innocent angel. Clearly and obviously he's not, and clearly and obviously the mother has not taught him to respect women.
Police arresting a 16-year-old for the vicious attack on a 68-year-old woman. Irene Talion-Boris was heading to St. Demetrius Greek Orthodox Church Sunday morning in Briarwood, Queens, when a suspect dressed in black punches her, sending her flying down the stairs. The attack caught on surveillance video.
I mean, again, just look at that. Look at what was engaged in right here. Look at the tactics that this guy used on a 68-year-old woman. He had to sneak up on her and sucker punch her down the stairs. That's the level of cowardice. That's the level of monstrousness that this individual is operating with. But remember, according to headlines, the mother said he's a good boy. He's so sweet. He's such an angel. He decked that woman in the face and he bought, you know, whatever he was trying to buy for himself, but he also brought her a single rose. So isn't that so sweet that this woman is in the hospital, but he bought his mama a rose? Oh, God, I mean, honestly, I don't even know why you're trying to prosecute him. You should give him a medal. And also, where's poverty at? Can we arrest poverty? Again, as soon as we get the description, as soon as we figure out what poverty is wearing, we'll get right on that.
The teen is accused of taking her purse that had $300 in cash, her cell phone, credit cards, and car keys, and then driving off in her car.
Yeah, he stole her car as well. So this person with a history of these crimes also decided that he was going to steal her vehicle. Again, just look at what he's doing after she's unconscious. Just look at the total lack of humanity that this person is engaging in. And again, even though I paused the video, you guys can understand just by putting two and two together that he snuck up on her on the top of the stairs. She ended up crashing down on the bottom of the stairs because he wanted to sucker punch her because, again, he didn't care about this woman's life. Not at all, not even a little bit. It is one of the more disgusting things that we've seen. It's all caught on video, and you should be paying attention to this.
Suspect is now facing robbery, assault, grand larceny, and criminal possession of stolen property charges. The teen is no stranger to law enforcement. Police say he has multiple felony arrests, including robberies of women. One person who identified himself as a relative of the victim, writing on X, "This lowlife is off our streets for now, and we are hoping the system will actually do its job this time. We're tired of seeing criminals walk free because of our soft on crime laws."
Look, I have a lot of sympathy for the family in this situation. I have a lot of sympathy for the actual victim in this situation. And I'm not sure 100% if this post is confirmed, but unfortunately, this post is dead on accurate. He's off the streets right now. He's off the streets in this moment. But the fact of the matter is, the same soft on crime laws that allowed him to offend over and over and over again, commit these robberies, commit these felonies, commit these assaults repeatedly, will likely lead to his release again for him to do it again. Unfortunately, people like this have been enabled by the New York City criminal justice system, by the New York State criminal justice system, actually, to be more accurate, because while you can blame district attorneys for declining to prosecute, a lot of these laws are statewide, and as we've seen with Governor Kathy Hochul, she will go through extreme lengths to defend it, even in the most absurd cases. So yeah, this guy likely will get out. He will likely do it again because there are no consequences for his actions. And in reality, the only reason that this is getting attention, the only reason that he's not out on the streets robbing another person in the same neighborhood, injuring another elderly woman or younger woman, is because we have the viral video, is because people are paying attention, is because this is so brutal and so disgusting on Sunday on the steps of a church that people are finally outraged. So now there's some scrutiny. So now people are like, okay, we'll do some holds for now until you stop paying attention. Then we're going to let him go, because his mother did say to the news media that he's a good boy. His mother did say that he's kind of an innocent angel. And after he cracked that woman across the face, if we're being perfectly honest, he called her and said, "Hey mom, I love you." What a sweet kid. I mean, he did that from the car with her cell phone, the woman that he robbed and brutalized and put in the hospital, the woman that he seriously injured. But it was so sweet, so innocent, and so beautiful, the call that he had with his mother. Aren't you sympathetic to the criminal? And honestly, thank God for Raise the Age, because that 16-year-old looks a lot like an adult. But in reality, does he? Is there a difference between him and a baby in a stroller? Like, if I happen to show you a baby in a stroller rolling by in that particular instance, could you even tell the difference? According to New York State law, we can't tell the difference because it's 16, it's innocent baby age, little baby. We're not gonna charge him seriously, because is that not the equivalent of a baby right there? Like, I'm so tired of these stories. Again, following his arrest, Prince was charged both with the April 7th attack on this particular woman and the April 4th robbery, where he allegedly threatened a 50-year-old woman into handing over her wallet and the keys to her car. Prince was also arrested twice in August and September and charged with 6 robberies total then, and those robberies took place back in August. So this guy is a repeat serial offender. He was also arrested twice for misdemeanor assaults in December of 2023 and again in February 2nd of 2024, and he is also wanted in connection with a robbery of a delivery person on February 4th, according to sources. As we see over and over and over again, this person is released over and over and over again. He assaults people, he robs people, he threatens people, he attacks women, attacks elderly women, threatens elderly women, and guess what? He's released again and again. Guess what? No bail, nothing like that. Just same day automatic release for this individual. And also, oh my God, he's a minor. Oh, God, he's like an innocent baby child. We can't charge him any seriousness or anything like that because raise the age, because the prosecutors can't tell the difference between this individual who's attacking people repeatedly and an infant and a baby. Can you really expect him to have agency? Can you really expect him to understand the consequences of his own behavior? Absolutely not. Again, like his mother said, he's a good boy. He's so sweet. He's so angelic. And remember, I just want to point this out to everybody out there in the audience. Even though he has 6 or 7 arrests, even though he has all these different robberies, because he's arrested, honestly, in batches for batches of crimes, I just want to point out that he likely offended even more times, committed even more additional crimes that weren't reported to the police, that they haven't been able to confirm that are him. So his criminal history is likely even more lengthy. This is what we call a super predator. This is what we call a serial offender. This is in that population, you know, the 1 to 2% of the criminal population that are committing an outsized amount of the crime. And the New York City criminal justice system, the New York State criminal justice system, caters to him. Treats him like the victim, says that he's an innocent angel because, God forbid, we end up taking away his future. I mean, we have to wait for him to kill somebody to take away that person's actual future before we prosecute him with any seriousness. Because again, I mean, just think about the sad state of his life that he had to injure that woman. Never think about the woman, never think about her injuries, never think about the horror of the family, the shock to the conscience of the community, this religious community that are impacted by this thug's actions. Just think about him and think about his poor, sad mother who needs him to punch old ladies in the face in order to call her up and tell her, oh, how much he loves her on their phone because he's such a sweet, innocent angel, good boy. This is really what's going on in the city of New York. This is the impact of soft on crime criminal justice policies. And yes, I'm sick of it. I'm tired of this happening over and over again. But until there's change in the statewide laws that allow these repeat offenders to be released over and over again, this is what you're going to see over and over again. But hey, you know what? Those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like the video, show me by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on the social media, support me via support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about the absolute nonsense going on in the city of New York. Till next time.